picks up his dribble in the backcourt, and USA breaks the press barely. Zimmer has it in transition now. Dribbles out of the corner to the right wing. There's the screen down to Moss in the little block. Into the corner, Zimmer for three. He got it! Zimmer kicks things off right where he left off on Tuesday. USA leads 3-0 with 6:45 left in the first quarter. Beecher trails by three to USA. Jalen Terry against Zimmer now. Left wing to the right wing. Ernest Sanders against Moss. USA in the matchup zone. Spins down to the right block high off the glass. The rebound is going to be a foul against Beecher's number 24, James Cummings, the second, as he went right over top of Nash Morton. And it's going to be USA ball 90 feet from their own hoop with a 3-0 lead. 6:27 left in the first quarter.
You know, the first 3 minutes of the first half is very important, and right now USA is winning it.
Lennon Zimmer against number 12, Carmelo Harris. That's going to be a good matchup. Now Heckroth against Terry, and it's going to be a dribbled right out of bounds.
No, he traveled. He traveled before.
All right, so that's the first turnover for the USA Patriots. Yeah, the butterfly is still going on here now. 6:15 left in the first quarter. 3-0 USA leading Flint Beecher. Jalen Terry for the 18-footer. This one smooth as silk right in the face of Nash Morton. Jalen Terry with the first points at 6:05 left here in the first quarter. Micah Kramer against Jalen Terry. Excuse me, that's Manifold. Menafield against Micah Kramer. Now to the hands of Heckroth. Just a raucous crowd here tonight. Heckroth goes to the right block, skips, and it's going to be into the hands of Menafield. Menafield goes up, and actually that's Carmelo Harris. He is fouled, and he'll go to the free throw line for two shots and attempt to take the lead here for the Flint Beecher Bucks. This will be the first against... who are they going to go that against, John?
Well, it looks like Landon Zimmer had stripped it.
But
are they going to call a foul on him? Yes, they
five.
Are.
Yes, Landon Zimmer, his first team's first for USA. Inbounding would be Jalen Terry, right side of your radio. Screens across, going deep into the corner. Nothing, though. Now they feed into in between the high and low posts to Sanders. Back up to the top to Kenyon Manifold. To the left wing, back to Terry, calling the shots. To the right wing.
Watch out
to
for
Harris.
The dunk. Watch
to
it
Terry.
Out.
Now Menafield in the left wing. Trying to feed it down underneath his zone. Nothing so far. In the corner for three. This one is good from Carmelo Harris. And now it's a 5-0 run for Beecher as they lead by 2 points. 5-3 with just over 5 minutes left here in the first quarter. And we have a foul going against Beecher on defense. And it'll be a USA inbound right at midcourt. The foul goes against Kenyon Manafield. His first and Beecher's second. So inbounding for USA, Tyler Heckroth against Jalen Terry, right in front of us here at midcourt, near side of your radio.
I love it how the officials are establishing what's going to be happening in this ball game.
Most certainly. Micah Kramer against, that would be Menafield. To Moss of the right wing against Saunders. To left wing, Kramer. Kramer pump fakes against Menafield. Now starts his dribble against Menafield at the top of the key. Nash Morton, and now we have an offensive foul. Looks like it's going to be a moving screen going against Landon Zimmer. The hot hand for USA already has two fouls and just two team fouls, and we've only played 3 minutes and 7 seconds. 5-3, Beecher leading by 2 points.
So far, who's really impressing me is Menafield. His defense is just absolutely stellar.
Terry goes right inside the lane, off balance, and gets it to fall. That's the Division I talent right there. Now they lead by 4 points, 7-3. A 7-0 run for Beecher. Over to the right wing, Landon Zimmer gets a screen from Kramer. Now Kramer has it right wing. Pump fakes at the free throw line. Inside the lane, goes up for the jump shot, and this one's short. Rebound brought in by Sanders, and here comes Beecher. 7-3. The Bucks lead the Patriots down wide open underneath the paint. And all alone would be number 23, Tyrese Harvin-Pollard. He has two, and it's a timeout called by USA with 4:14 left in the first quarter. 9-3, Beecher leads by 6 points.
Life is unpredictable. We have no idea what is going to happen with our family, the economy, at work. But one thing you can rely on is your local propane provider, Kohler's Propane of Vadex, Brown City, and Memphis. Kohler's budget plans take most of the guesswork out of how much you'll be paying on your propane bill. Kohler's budget plan allows a cap on your per gallon price, so it won't go above a certain level all winter long. You can even spread your payments out through the entire year, and you won't have to worry about checking your tank with Kohler Propane's Keep Full program. Watch for Kohler's truck serving your friends and neighbors. Call Kohler Propane toll-free at 888-950-7975. And remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's.
It's a 9-0 run for the Flint Beecher Bucks as they now lead by 6 points, 9-3, with 4:14 left in the first quarter. USA calls a 30-second timeout to get regroup here. Tyler Heckroth, Nash Martin, Kyle Most, Landon Zimmer still out there, as well as Micah Kramer. Zimmer has two fouls. He gets the inbound. Heckroth breaks the press across midcourt very quickly to Micah Kramer's hands. Top of the key, being guarded by number 13, that's 23, Harvin Pollard. Into the Kyle Moss in the right wing, and we have a whistle away from the ball, and it's going to be Beecher foul. Mike Williams can't believe it. So it's going to be going against, I do believe, is that number, going against number 12.
That's
Carmelo Harris. That's his first, team's third. Michael Kramer inbounds with Harvin Pollard in his face. Into the corner to Heckroth, and Jalen Terry knocks it out of bounds. And it'll be USA ball once again on the sideline. Now they're going to stay on the baseline.
Harvin Pollard was a starter last year for the Flint Beecher Bucks. But somehow Kenyon Menifield has gotten the nod.
Michael Kramer inbounding underneath USA's own bench, or under hoop. Nash Morton goes up against the double team. Then it's blocked. And the ball is still loose and brought in by Kyle Moss. To the right block, Nash Morton goes up again. This one falls for two. Nash Morton stops the 9-0 run for Beecher. And it's now 9-5, a four-point lead for the Bucks. Back into the top for three from Harris is no good. Rebound Kyle Moss. USA starting to get their feet underneath them now. 3.5 left in the first quarter. 9-5, Beecher leads USA. It's a 9-2 run right now for the Bucks. Micah Kramer calling the shots. He has 6 feet between him and his defender. That would be Menifield. Down to the baseline. Zimmer off the glass, in for two. The junior has five, and it's a two-point ball game at 9-7. A 4-0 run for USA. 3:05 left in the first quarter. Jalen Terry against Nash Morton, top of the key. Every day you get to guard D1 talent. Now for the three. This one's short. He tried to draw the own foul. None called, as for good reason. Rebound USA. Micah Kramer, top of the key. Trying to retake this lead at the elbow on the right side, and nothing there. Pivoting now. He has to get rid of it. And he throws it right out of bounds. And it's going to be Beecher ball.
Beecher is not allowing Heckroth any space whatsoever. I mean, that was the safety valve would have been Tyler. And there was just no way that Kramer could go ahead and get the ball to anybody.
No such thing as a passing lane here. 9-7, Beecher with the ball back with a two-point lead, 2:45 left in the first quarter. USA with three turnovers, Beecher with none, and they knock it out of bounds, and I spoke too soon. Jalen Terry with the first turnover for the Beecher Bucks. 9-7, Beecher leading. Unbelievable crowd here tonight.
Great atmosphere.
Heckroth inbounds to Moss, no one around him. They give it to Micah Kramer, the designated point guard all season long here. Three-year starter for the Patriots. Going against Carmelo Harris. Dribbles to the right wing. Gets a screen from Moss. Actually, Moss is going to pick it up. Moss back to Kramer. Kramer at the right wing against Harris to Heckroth. Heckroth against Harvin Pollard. Dribbles to the left elbow. Picks up his dribble. Back to Kramer. Right wing. Gets a screen from Morton. Goes deep into the corner. Down to the baseline. Inside the paint. Back out to Connor Gettle. Checks in just recently. Over to Nash Morton inside the lane. The floater is up off the glass. Way off the mark. Rebound brought in by Ernest Sanders for Beecher. Both teams with three rebounds. For three, wide open. Carmelo Harris gets it to fall. That's his second three of the night. And now it's Beecher out by five again. 12-7. 1:54 left in the first quarter. Micah Kramer across midcourt against Harris. Dribbling to his left now. Their defense stifling so far. We have a five-second violation going against Micah Kramer. And that will be the fourth turnover against the red, white, and blue. 1:44 left in the first quarter, 12-7 Beecher.
No space whatsoever. I mean, they are really playing belly button defense right now.
12-7, Beecher leads. On offense, Jalen Terry goes right down the right side of the lane. He draws the foul, and he'll go to the free throw line for two shots. And this will either go against Connor Gettle or Nash Morton. We'll see who they pick on this one. It looks like it will be number 25, Connor Gettle, with his first, team's third. So both teams with three team fouls. Jalen Terry at the free throw line shooting two. He has two field goals.